Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Booker Prize winner John Banville was one of the many authors that Sean Rock spoke to in depth with on Arena, and John Banville is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Oliver.
You had the pleasure to sit across from Sean and have conversations with him many times.
I did. I was very fond of him indeed. First of all, I'd like to offer my sympathy to his family, to his colleagues and friends. The death of a loved one is always absolutely awful, but a sudden death like this, it must feel to people around him as if the sky had fallen in. Yes, he was a wonderfully spirited interviewer. Was wonderfully irreverent. He took the art seriously, but not solemnly. He saw himself as the interviewer. He never tried to impose his views. He never tried to catch one out. He was really delightful.
He always did his homework, didn't he? He was versed on anything he was about to talk about and discuss.
He and Mike Murphy were very alike in that you felt when you were talking to them that they knew your stuff, that they were in favour, they were going to give you the best. They were going to encourage you to give the best possible version of yourself and of the work under discussion. That was their... They, you know, there was a certain humility to it, and humour, as I say, always humour.
He was always a bit of fun, for sure. He had a wry comment almost every time meeting him.
One of the last times I met him, actually, I was in RTE to do something else, and I met him in the corridor in the radio centre, and as he was passing by and we were saying hello, he stumbled and almost... And both of us at the same time said, "You can see the headline, Banville killed by falling rocks."
Oh, that's the quick mind.
Yeah, he was very quick, you know, and it was really a delight to be interviewed by him. You know, a lot of interviewers, some interviewers, you feel that they're saying, you know, God, what am I doing with this guy? I could be talking to somebody real about real things in the world, not this, you know, artsy-fartsy stuff. That wasn't the case with him. He, as I say, he took the thing seriously, and he had a love for the arts, and he knew he'd give encyclopedic knowledge of the arts. And it's, I mean, he really is, I know people always say this awful cliche, but he really is going to be a dreadful artist.
Yeah, he because the programme itself, and particularly him, was a huge contribution to the arts world. And there are few arts programmes, few places to go now. And it was...
Well, there are fewer and fewer. And, you know, also in an age like ours in which suddenly the very notion of truth is being questioned, the value of the arts is more important than ever because, you know, the artist has to be honest or he won't make art. So, you know, so I think Sean realised that. But as I say, we never saw him, which was lovely.
He took it seriously, but he wasn't solemn about it. And he knew that the kernel of truth was the important part of the culture.
Yeah, he did. And he knew that that the artists had, you know, selfish and egomaniacal as we are, he knew that the artist had something to contribute to society at large. You know, frequently people like me would deny this, but he held firmly to that notion and he was right.
Well, thank you for those words, John Banville. And I'm sorry for everybody in the arts world because they're reeling, they're in shock, they're stunned like yourself.
Oh, I miss him. He was a good man.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again, John.
Thanks, Oliver.
Take care.
All right, bye.
I want to go now to Geraldine Herbert. She's known to us as the motoring correspondent, but Geraldine had a personal connection with Sean Rocks as well. Good morning, Geraldine.
Good morning, Oliver.
I'm very sad for you as well. You knew him very well.
I did. Now, I haven't seen Sean. I think it was just before COVID was the last time I bumped into him in RTE. But yeah, I shared a house with him in the early 90s and he was just such fun to be around. He really was. He was a mine of information. And at the time, he was trying his hand with acting more than anything, but he was still keeping a hand in teaching because he used to do the odd day in primary schools, and he always had such funny stories about kids in primary schools. But the one thing I always remember is he got a part in Glenroe. He was a policeman and a guard in Glenroe.
Yeah.
He could do some sort of a lineup or something. And of course, we didn't have a TV in the house at the time, so we couldn't actually watch this memorable occasion. So we had to go across to the pub, and none of the locals in the bar were too impressed with the idea of hugging the TV to watch Glenroe. I don't know what they were watching, but they weren't impressed at all. But anyway, his first scene on Glenroe was watched by a full pub, half of them not happy at all to be watching it. But yeah, that was it. I don't think he lasted very long now in Glenroe, to be honest. I think it was a few episodes and that was it. But as I said, he was trying his hand at acting, and he was supplementing it with the odd day or two in primary schools. But he was always just great fun to be around.
He, even then, you could tell this is a man devoted to the arts. He was teaching every day. He said it was the hardest job he'd ever done, but he loved it as well. Was he surrounded by books? What was his day to day when you were sharing the house with him?
Yeah, do you know, it's funny, Oliver, when he got the job in Arena, I thought that's just the perfect show for Sean, because he was always, you could ask him about anything, about films, about plays, about books. He always knew so much about the subject and was passionate about it. And all sorts of arts. He was hugely into ballet and others, you know, not just stage. So yeah, when he got the, as I said, when he got the job in Arena, I thought that's it, he's found his home, this is just the perfect place for Sean.
Yes.
But he loved teaching as well, and as I said, he had some great stories. Like, he'd only do the odd day or two with kids, but again, there was some funny ones as well about him being out late and going in very hungover, and he'd say to the kids, now we're all going to be really quiet today and we're going to take a little rest. So we just close our eyes and we put our head down at the desk, and he could happily snooze for about an hour. Now that's what he said, whether or not he was exaggerating and it was only 15 minutes, but he was just such an entertaining person. Now, he really was, and he'd be so missed, and I'm so sorry for his family. And just thinking about him this morning just brought back so many memories, such happy ones now.
You've beautiful memories. I'm sure he was great fun. As John Banville's telling us there, he had very quick wit, and he could snap a line. There are nice messages coming in here as well. I want to come to other listeners. Sincere condolences to all in RT and to Sean Rox's family. What a loss to broadcasting and culture. 7 o'clock in the evening will never be the same again. Ni vehelehe de Rishon, says Mary. Another one, Sean will be greatly missed in the arts community. A total gentleman and scholar. Condolences to his family and friends. That's from Maria Fleming, chair of the National Campaign for the Arts, who would have been a big, very grateful to what Sean Rox was doing for the arts. I'm shocked to hear about Sean. I loved his show and the way he presented it and spoke to people. He made the arts enjoyable and interesting for regular people like me who don't know anything about the arts. That person's hit the nail on the head there, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. That was it. Just, you know, a mine of information, and just so he could explain things in such an easy way, and was just such a good communicator, you know, about anything really, and just and passionate about the subject.
Well, Geraldine, thanks so much for sharing your memories of life in that madhouse in the 90s with artists and actors, and you all came good in the end.
Just about, yeah.
Just about. That's Geraldine Herbert. Thank you so much.